What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, November 24th, 2020, getting into the week here. We have a lot to talk about today, and as usual, we're going to do news until we run out of news. Then we're going to open the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. And so let's just get right on into it. Mike is in our control room, ready to basically keep us out of trouble, keep all the machinery working, and so forth. Some new developments here in this issue of the presidency. Now, President Trump has authorized the initial protocols for the Biden transition. And this was immediately seized on by pundits and corporate media and the Democrats as saying, well, see, Trump is getting ready to concede here. Trump insists he's not conceding the election, that they're going to continue to pursue challenges in the court system. And apparently the General Services Administration has now approved the Biden transition funds. So apparently, I think what was going on is Trump was starting to be seen as an obstructionist against the possible Biden administration. But again, he insists he is not conceding and that they are going to continue challenging fraudulent elections all across the country here. Apparently, Trump's legal team is still out there saying that Trump's landslide victory to be confirmed. Remember, there was an analysis we reported on last week that if you took out all the questionable votes that were going on, analysis shows that Trump would have over 400 Electoral College votes. So we know how bad the election fraud was. Story coming out of Natural News here. The mail-in votes in Michigan and Pennsylvania show evidence of a coordinated vote fraud for Biden. And the results released on November 5th showed that Biden got a huge lead over Donald Trump by absentee mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania and Michigan. And apparently, Biden got a 60-point lead over Trump in Pennsylvania and a 38-point lead in Michigan, according to results released by the New York Times. Now, other swing states such as Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, and Minnesota did not report any massive advantage in mail-in votes for Biden. However, the paper noted its data did not report all counties in those two states. Now, over at the Republican National Committee, their chair, Ronna McDaniel, says that she has 500 sworn affidavits on 11,000 incidents of voter fraud. And we keep hearing the Democrats and the corporate media say, well, there's no proof, there's no proof, there's no proof. A sworn affidavit is admissible in a court of law as these legal proceedings continue. And at this point, it's pretty obvious it's going to be heading for the Supreme Court. And despite the political pressures being put on them and probable threats going on behind the scenes, it's hard to imagine the Supreme Court declaring this last election legitimate in light of all of the allegations of election fraud that have surfaced in the last week or so. Now, Tucker Carlson has backed off of his criticism of Sidney Powell and has acknowledged that there does seem to be some fraud out there. He's basically saying that the election was rigged for Biden. And he went on to say that big tech censorship is one of the worst forms of election tampering and cited specifically Google's suppression of Breitbart News. And basically, yeah, it's a big problem. This was election interference, and Google was directly interfering with the 2020 election by censoring independent news websites such as WhatReallyHappened.com. And they did it also to Natural News and Brighteon. pardon me. Breitbart News is no longer showing up in Google search results. They're still out there trying to control what the American people see and hear, and more importantly, what they think here. And again, another article from Natural News. If Google is not stopped, the rogue search engine will steal every election for Democrats from now on in perpetuity. And they're absolutely right. the social media tech giants clearly interfered in this election. And unless something is done, they will have no reason not to interfere in all future elections. And probably they're already trying to interfere in the Georgia Senate runoffs there. And if there's one thing the congressional hearing with Sundar Pichai showed us all, this Google CEO, it's that the Google empire is planning to steal every election from here on out for leftist Democrats, assuming that nobody does anything to stop it. Now, obviously, one thing that we can all do is look for search engines that are not linked to Google. Unfortunately, some of the so-called alternative search engines out there actually run through Google behind their front screen. So then, Rudy Giuliani is out there pointing the fact that votes from 28 states were sent to Germany and Spain to be counted and then rigged by Smartmatic, and basically saying this was done down in Venezuela to install dictators and is now being used here in the U.S. to rig elections for Democrats and the incoming liberal dictatorship. Now, speaking to Lou Dobbs, Rudy Giuliani revealed some bombshells about how the left is attempting to steal the 2020 election, including with the help of Dominion voting systems that run Smartmatic software. In 27 or 28 states, Giuliani explained, votes were tabulated offshore in Germany and Spain. I can't understand why that was ever allowed in the first place. You know, these elections are the foundation of what we think is our democratic system of electing leaders to our republic. And, you know, after all the talk about foreign interference in our elections, especially after 2016, when they insisted Russia was interfering in the election, why are we allowing companies in foreign countries to tabulate our elections? I mean, it's just, you know, an invitation to fraud, and it should not be allowed to happen. Now, apparently, House Democrats are trying to fight back by seeking the disbarment of Rudy Giuliani and 22 other Trump election lawyers. Now, they don't have any grounds for disbarment. It's just another way of trying to load them up with all kinds of busy work to keep them from focusing on the real issue of the election fraud, where they're just being petty and childlike and, you know, what the heck is going on there. Now, we're getting another story. This is from RichardsonPost.com. Yet another confirmation that United States European Command did, in fact, take control of servers in Germany that were rigged to switch votes. And apparently, they're saying the Skytel server seizure is no longer speculation. Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert can now publish it as fact, but were they CIA servers? Now, Pamela Geller is confirming that not only are the servers in U.S. hands, but hands under the control of Donald Trump, not the deep state. So maybe that's the big blockbuster they're preparing for their appearance at the Supreme Court. Yet another video has surfaced of Dominion Voting Systems' Eric Coomer explaining to election officials how to switch votes. Now, remember, a couple of weeks ago, somebody got their hands on the instruction manual for the Dominion voting systems and discovered in the back of it specific instructions on how to apply weighting factors to the votes coming in, how to switch them, how to delete them. It's built into the system, and it's even in the instruction manual. Okay. Now, Rudy Giuliani has now revealed why the Trump legal team separated themselves from Sidney Powell. And he said it's because they're pursuing two different theories. And the Trump legal team is focused on misconduct of the election by state officials in places like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and elsewhere. And Giuliani is arguing that Trump's constitutional rights were deprived in those states. And he predicted that some of the lawsuits will make it to the Supreme Court. Now, he didn't elaborate on what Powell was working on, but apparently, according to this other story that came out, well, it's a YouTube video we have posted to whatreallyhappened.com. She's talking about suspect voting data and a major lawsuit to be launched in Georgia. Now, here's an interesting little piece of information. Apparently, Sidney Powell is registered as a military lawyer, which would give her the authority to prosecute treason during a potential tribunal. So apparently, I mean, there's a lot of media lies going on about Sidney Powell, it's very intense. They're still out there trying to fight this thing and convince Americans the election, you know, it's Thanksgiving. You should be thankful for an honest and fair election system. Now, we have been talking before about Hammer and Scorecard, which turns out to be CIA software designed to rig elections. This is coming from General McKernany, and he was being interviewed by Steve Bannon and sort of blew the whistle on the whole thing. This is a video over on Rumble, which is a new video sharing site that is becoming very popular very rapidly because, unlike YouTube, it doesn't censor. It doesn't block accounts, and it doesn't load up your screen with all these little things saying the AP has called the election for Joe Biden, and there are plenty of safeguards in place to keep the elections honest. And so Rumble is definitely getting popular. I'm probably going to look over there about posting my videos there here. Now, apparently there are a lot of Republicans who do not think that Trump is going to succeed in his challenge to the Biden theft, for lack of a better word here. But apparently Republicans do want Trump to front the Republican Party during the Biden presidency because support is building for Trump to run again in 2024. And, of course, you know that those who stole this election from him are going to be dead set against Trump having anything to do in 2024. So unfortunately, this rigging of elections and this battle for a coup d'etat is nowhere near over. But apparently Trump is constantly being tipped as a favorite to run for the White House again in 2024. And the Republicans want him to be a leading voice politically for the party. So Trump is not going away regardless of what happens in the court system. Now, Mike Stone is out there with a bit of a warning saying that we should prepare to resist the left's meltdown. And he's basically talking about vote fraud, case demics, democratic principles like free speech and honest elections are trampled in the dust. Black lives matter, white lives don't. And it's just getting crazy out there. And as a possible example of what he's talking about, Antifa has literally started issuing public threats against Trump voters. And I read one of them over on Twitter saying that if Trump does not concede by this weekend, they're going to start attacking conservatives. Okay. So it's going to get ugly. It's going to get violent. And that, I think, prompted this article coming from NewsTarget.com, advice to the unhinged left: stop calling for revenge against Trump supporters or you're going to regret what you unleash. And I am very, very troubled by sentiments like this. I certainly don't want to see a civil war in the streets of America. I don't want to see bloodshed. But it does seem like this is where we're heading, and there's certainly nothing that I can do to really stop it. Again, as John F. Kennedy used to say, when peaceful revolution becomes impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable, and we do seem to be on that path here. And with Democrats and unhinged leftists just giddy that President Trump may finally be driven from office thanks to massive vote fraud, just like he predicted, by the way, and if he predicted it, why didn't he do something about it? A lot of these people, the leftists, are calling for punishing the legions of supporters for the crime of voting for him. Sounds like the beginnings of a Soviet-style purge to me. Now, to justify this indefensible anger, they are claiming without any reality that the president is a Nazi who hates minorities and women. Now, that, of course, is not true, but you can't argue rationally with people who are afflicted with Trump derangement syndrome. Or to be more accurate, you're dealing with fanatics. And there is no talking with fanatics. And that's another reason why we may be headed towards blood in the streets. Anyway, some Democrats are actually calling for reprisals and retribution against basically one quarter of the country, the 73 million Americans who count themselves as supporters of Donald Trump. And it's probably more than that if you erase the election fraud. So it's definitely getting ugly out there. On the other hand, it may be that the Democrats are concerned that Trump may succeed if he goes to the Supreme Court. And that's why we're starting to see this talk of violence against Republicans and violence against Trump supporters and Trump voters. Just like we saw in 2016 when Hillary lost here. Now, over in Michigan, the Michigan Board of State Canvassers has now voted to certify the election despite irregularities. Apparently, one of the two Republicans on the Board of State Canvassers, Jeff Timmer, changed his mind about rescinding his vote. And so the vote was 3-1. And the Michigan Board of State Canvassers has certified that state's election. Apparently, 1 hour before Jeff Timmer demanded certification of the Michigan vote, he tweeted, "Merry blanking Christmas, Melania Trump." So this really is ugly. And it sort of underscores the fact that it is the curse of political power at all levels that it attracts the very sort of people who should not be allowed to have it. I mean, what childish behavior here. All righty. Again, in Michigan, a witness and a former U.S. congressional candidate is speaking out. Witnessed the Biden ballot dump at 4 a.m. Witnessed officials tampering with the tabulators. So it's still coming out, even this late. Down in Georgia, as you know, they're getting ready for a Senate runoff there. And Georgia elections officials have decided to extend the use of ballot drop boxes for the January Senate runoff. Okay. And again, what the Democrats want is a tie in the Senate. 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans. There are 50 Republicans right now. These last two seats are going to determine whether the GOP maintains control or if it's a split House. Out in California, apparently Governor Grusom is starting to select a Senate replacement for Kamala Harris after she is sworn in as vice president. Now, apparently, there is a leading candidate, a front runner, but they're saying that Newsom may just decide to go with a completely different direction. So they don't know what's going to happen out there. All right. Well, let's talk about COVID-19 because it's still out there. And it's going to impact Thanksgiving for a lot of people here. Apparently up in Oregon, Governor Kate Brown has literally ordered citizens in the state to snitch on their neighbors if they see them breaking the coronavirus rules. Remember in Nazi Germany how many informants they had among the citizens there, just snitching on their neighbors? The same thing is happening here in the United States of America. And Governor Brown insisted people call the police on anyone they see breaking coronavirus rules that Oregon has recently instituted. And the state has put a 2-week freeze in place with people limited to meeting in no more of groups of 6 from 2 households inside and outside. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more news after these few words.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers.
Welcome back to our show here. And again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network depends on you, the listeners, to keep us going in this fight for the future of the Republic. And that's really what's on the line here, because already looking at the pronouncements coming out of Biden's transition team, they are planning major changes to this country, most of which will involve the destruction of what remains of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution itself. They're openly talking about socialism and communism, and I certainly don't want to see that in this country. I mean, when I was a kid growing up in school, we were told this was a bad thing. And so, again, we do need your help. And thanks to everybody who's already donated. And for those who have not, or those who want to donate again, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And, of course, all of this information is available at republicbroadcasting.org, which is the website for the network. So the network thanks you, and I thank you. And let's just get on back here to the news. Before we get back to COVID-19, a story just now crossed my desk here that I think is worth mentioning. Apparently, YouTube has blocked and demonetized One American News Network. And so apparently YouTube feels it's above reproach. It's above public criticism. They're simply going to disconnect anybody that doesn't agree with that particular or their particular point of view here. Alrighty. So getting on back to the COVID-19. Apparently over in Washington, D.C., they just passed a bill that will allow children to be vaccinated without the parents even knowing. Now, think about that. You know, the government can stick a needle into your child's arm. They don't need your permission, and they don't even need to tell you. And one almost wonders if they're going to tell the children, don't tell mommy and daddy that we gave you a shot here, because they don't need, it'll just worry their little heads here. And apparently, also in Washington, D.C., as we are seeing all across the country, people are defying the curfew order. Now, doctors are out there saying that the CDC needs to start warning people that the side effects from the COVID vaccine shots are going to be very serious, that they're going to experience some serious side effects. Remember, last week, the media was trying to cover up for this, saying that if you experience side effects, that means the vaccine is working and you should be glad for that. Now, I don't know. Side effects means there's something in there that your body doesn't really like. I think that's what that means here. All righty. Now, apparently, Governor Andrew Cuomo is out there saying that we should be alone physically on Thanksgiving and have a more spiritual Thanksgiving where we're thankful for people like the seniors who sacrificed so much. And Cuomo said his plans for Thanksgiving are to be with his mother and two of his daughters, although we've heard those plans have already been changed. Okay. So, but apparently nobody is listening. 50 million Americans are traveling this week for Thanksgiving. Dr. Fauci is not happy. Well, too gosh darn bad. And, yeah, despite the best efforts by Democrat hypocrites and Dr. Fauci, a lot of people are heading for the airports there. Or they're out there on the road with their cars here. Up in Pennsylvania, the health secretary, Dr. Levine, has issued a one-night suspension of all alcohol sales starting the night before Thanksgiving. So if you're in Pennsylvania, you might want to hit the bottle shop and stock up ahead of time. You still have tomorrow to get whatever libations you intend to celebrate with your turkey. All right. Now, we're hearing all across the country that law enforcement is refusing to enforce these lockdown restrictions. And apparently, every sheriff in the Los Angeles region is now refusing to enforce Governor Grusom's COVID curfew. And so it's five California counties, total population of 17.25 million people, which would by itself would be the fifth most populous state, are openly defying the state's governor. So again, people are pushing back here. But in a shape of things to come, Qantas Airways is saying that COVID vaccinations will be mandatory for travel. No jab, no get on the airplane. And we're hearing rumblings from other air carriers. They may go along with that as well. This is going to be the beginning of a trend. If you don't get the vaccine, you're not allowed to travel. You're not allowed to go to work. You're not allowed to go shopping. And look how hard they are pushing this. That's what makes me so worried. Going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Working two jobs ends never seem to meet. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her, walk on water.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the coronavirus. And over in the United Kingdom, in response apparently to all the protests going on here, the coronavirus restrictions are going to be eased over Christmas for 5 days and allow up to 3 households to meet indoors. And this is going to happen in England, Scotland, and Wales. So, again, getting out in the streets and complaining does seem to be having an effect out there. Now, somebody pointed out here, this is an article that came out of Natural News again, and pointed out that for all the talk about coronavirus death counts and everything, abortion is still the leading cause of death, killing 37 million worldwide. And again, that's for people who think that abortion really is ending a human life. And I know the liberal leftists don't think so. They think it's just a blob of protoplasm. But if you think about it, you know, we're all just blobs of protoplasm. And this thing about abortion as retroactive birth control, I find a little distressing, to put it delicately. Now, we were talking about how everybody seems to be ignoring the lockdowns. We have a place of business that we do business with here in Santa Claus where nobody is wearing the masks, despite Governor Holcomb's earnest entreaties, if you will, here. And apparently people are tuning out from the corporate media scaremongering, and corporate media is somewhat concerned. Apparently there have been analyses done on social media interactions, and apparently they've dropped back to levels prior to the March lockdowns. And apparently if the government wants to keep us afraid of something, they're going to have to come out with something new, because they have ridden COVID-19 for as long as they possibly can here. Again, a lot of it has to do with the fact that everybody knows the corporate media lied to us about the election. So why should we believe what they're saying about the COVID-19? All righty. Now then, we already talked about that here. This is a strange story, and it almost reminds me of the movie Clockwork Orange at the very end. Apparently, Los Angeles is now allowing gang members to be hired by the police department, but apparently conservatives are being screened out. And it is kind of a strange situation here, where people with past gang affiliations and past criminal records as gang members can become cops, but people with conservative points of view cannot. Right. All right, let's talk about the international news now. There's a lot going on out there. This is a repeat of a story I mentioned yesterday, but I feel it's worth repeating again. The United States has rapidly deployed heavy bombers to the Middle East this week, B-52s. This is apparently sending a message to Iran, and there's swirling speculation that the United States will take military action against Iran before Biden enters office. Now, remember, there was a story about a week ago where Trump had said that there was a tripwire for an attack on Iran, that if any U.S. citizen, any American, was killed and could be traced back to Iran, that would trigger an attack. And it doesn't mean that Trump is going to stage a false flag, but somebody could stage one for him. We know that Trump has been fooled by false flag attacks before. We saw that in Syria with the so-called chemical attacks that launched the cruise missiles into Syria, which actually didn't really hit much of their targets here. So U.S. Central Command, which seems to be issuing all of these orders, said the planes were sent into the region to deter aggression and reassure U.S. partners and allies. And apparently, and this is a little irregular, the B-52 Stratofortress planes were seen flying towards Israeli airspace on Saturday en route to whatever base where they'll be stationed, which is presumed to be in Qatar. And the aircraft were spotted on civilian tracking software approaching Israel before they apparently turned off their transponders. So for all we know, these planes are actually being staged out of Israel. Israel obviously would not want that to be known, because it would invite a counterattack by Iran. Anyway, another little story, very concerning here. This is from blabber.buzz. Donald Trump kept one of his campaign promises. He brought our troops home from Afghanistan and Iraq. But when you look at Joe Biden's cabinet, especially his pick for Secretary of State, it looks like Biden's administration is going to push for sending those troops back in. So I hope they enjoy their short time home. But it definitely looks like the war party is going to have a really, really good time underneath the Biden administration. And apparently there's been a little bit of a kerfuffle between a Russian warship, the Admiral Vinogradov. It's an anti-submarine destroyer. And apparently it challenged the United States USS John S. McCain in the Peter the Great Gulf, and basically ordered it to turn around or risk being rammed. So again, we're rattling the sabers out there, and all it's going to take is one mistake for open warfare to begin. All righty. China's embassy in the Philippines is out there declaring that it is the United States that is creating chaos across Asia. And it released a harsh statement after the U.S. National Security Advisor backed countries in the region that have disputes with Beijing. Now, Robert O'Brien said, "We've got your back." He told that to the Philippines and Vietnam in Manila. Both states are locked in maritime rows with China. And the White House envoy also underscored Washington's commitment to Taiwan. Now, Beijing considers that Taiwan and Hong Kong are internal matters that the United States should not be meddling in. So once again, looks like, again, pushing for war with China, pushing for war with Russia, pushing for war with Iran, and it's going to cost a huge amount of money out of your pocket, and it's going to cost the life and limb of many of your children. And you have to ask, what for? So the power elite can stay in power? Apparently, you know, Obama's got a new book out, and basically is trying to get rid of his legacy as the drone president. Now, he still holds the record for the number of ordered covert assassination strikes via drones. And he's out there trying to explain it away by saying, well, the machines did the killing not me. Well, somebody had to give that order. And he was the commander in chief. Now, this is an interesting little story. We've been talking about the Tigray region of Ethiopia and how it's starting to really get violent over there. And apparently the Ethiopian army is accusing the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus of being the sponsor behind the war in Tigray. And they're accusing him of arms trafficking to supply them with weapons. Now, not the sort of thing you expect the World Health Organization to be involved in, but then probably nobody was really looking to begin with here. Getting on to the economic news here, another story, this one's from Investment Watch blog, saying that America's economy cannot survive another lockdown. We all know that. And as I said yesterday, what may be going on here, the reason the fear-mongering of COVID and the lockdowns and the masks are still going on is the economy was headed for a collapse even last March. And experts, you know, knew it could not sustain what was going on here. And they're going to blame it all on COVID-19 and the lockdown in order to save the skins of the bankers and the corrupt politicians who mismanaged the economy of this country into something like $27 trillion in debt, at least, not including the unfunded mandates, which are hundreds of trillions of dollars more. Now, there's been a study by the HEC Paris Business School and Bocconi University in Milan looking at the economic losses here in the United States of America versus the number of actual deaths from the COVID virus. And the numbers come out to $6 million per life in wreckage caused by the COVID shutdowns. Oh, that's where we are here. A lot of talk about student loans. We know that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and a lot of other liberal Democrats want them to be completely forgiven. But whether they're forgiven or whether they simply default, it's going to cost the U.S. taxpayer $400 billion with a B dollars. This is going to be a larger amount than the subprime crisis of 2008. All right. Saudi Arabia, apparently their landmark IPO for Aramco is costing the kingdom billions of dollars. Apparently it was not put together properly or with due diligence, and it's coming back to really bite them. And one has to wonder if this meeting between Netanyahu and Crown Prince Bin Salman had something to do with that. Getting on to immigration and various other issues there, Spain deploys the police to West Africa as Canary Islands migrant influx increases 10 times. And apparently Spain is sending law enforcement into Senegal to tackle people smugglers after illegal migration from West Africa to the Canary Islands increased by 1,000% during 2019. It's a huge, huge mess. Might be an interesting time for Cumbre Viejo to blow its top here. A little bit of science news here, and it's good. We have China has launched the Chang'e 5 mission. This is a sample return mission to the moon. It's going to go on. It's unmanned. It's going to go up there. It's going to land. It's going to scoop up a whole bunch of rocks and dust and bring it back to China. These will be the first lunar samples collected since 1976. They're doing really good work over there in China, and I wish them just a tremendous amount of luck. And apparently, well, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines now. Area code 512-248-8252. And there is a concern here as countries continue to explore the Arctic, both militarily and economically. They're discovering that there are a lot of methane craters on the Arctic Ocean floor. Some of them are described as super seeps. And they're very concerned about the methane discharge because methane is a much more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide was claimed to be. So there's going to be some issues there. All righty, we're going to go ahead and start taking phone calls, and we're going to begin with Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to connect some threads together.
Yes.
And that is this the guy who's with Dominion. What's his name again?
It's close to that.
Affiliated and have him on speaking with Antifa in Germany, right?
Yes. Yes.
Dominion is linked to Antifa. Again, I want to point out who's behind this. There's Facebook and Google,
yes,
and Twitter and all the social media, all the corporate media on television that we see.
Yes.
You can throw the bankers in on that. It's the CIA. The CIA, by the way, who are the biggest funders? The Democratic Party, of course. Who are the biggest funders of the Democratic Party? Well, 18 of the top 20 donors are, guess who they are? They are, I'll be polite and say the word Zionists. They own all the social media. They own the corporate media. They're the bankers. By the way, just as an aside, Biden's new Secretary of State designate is another Zionist Jewish guy. So they'll be directing the foreign policy under Biden as well. But the FBI, so the entire Democratic Party funded by you-know-who and linked with Soros, one of the biggest donors, with the CIA and Antifa. The CIA and the FBI are definitely behind this. And this Dominion thing, linked with Chavez, linked with these elections overseas, it's clearly the CIA. And, Mike, I don't see any way around. This is such a conglomeration of power that they will never give it up without a fight. We will need to fight to take this back. I mean, physically fight. They will never give this up. These billionaires with all their billions, these bankers who can print money out of nothing. The Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they're funded thugs connected both to the CIA and the Democrats. And by the way, George Soros and the people who fund the Democrats. I don't see any way around literally speaking up for our rights, like at Lexington and Concord, just about. I really can't see it. Everything is too powerful. If we don't do that, Trump's going to lose. He's going to lose.
Yes.
And, you know, the courts, how are they going to stand up to that? I think I spoke yesterday, the carrot and the stick. The carrot is they can print money out of nothing. And all these billionaires who will lose their complete empires if Trump goes back there and roots them out for having trying to fix elections and coup the United States. So their fortunes are on the line. The CIA is an institution. The FBI is an institution. The leaders of those institutions, the institutions and the people, are up for jail terms and treason. Really?
I know you're telling the truth. Peter, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. Sure. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Peter in L.A., and we're talking about the dire circumstance of this country and just how united all of the billionaires, corporate media, CIA, and so forth are to basically bring about the transformation of our nation into something that we, the American people, are probably not going to really like being in. And I noted yesterday that so far to date, the FBI has not investigated even one of the allegations of election fraud. And that tells you just how completely, totally corrupted the entire system has become. The good news, of course, is the 2020 election was a wake-up call to the American people. The corporate media is not going to be able to convince us it was an honest and fair election. And that's going to be a major step on the path to the collapse of the current system here. As we like to say over at the What Really Happened shop, we have a coffee mug there. It says the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And that's what happened in the 2020 election.
Well, Mike, just on your FBI point, remember they were the Comey and, you know, Rosenstein and all those guys. They were the ones falsifying the FISA records, again, trying to coup Trump, as was Brennan of the CIA. They were part of the coup. They're part of it before, they're part of it now. And they're the ones that will go to jail for treason, some of them, if Trump succeeds. So their whole institutions are at stake. But these guys, although they are immensely powerful in money, and, you know, the old things where you're having, if you ever watched the movie Valkyrie, when they're trying to overthrow Hitler, remember?
Yeah.
Grab the radio stations, grab the telephone exchanges. They have all that. They have all the communications. They have enormous power and money. But you know something? They control institutions. They control all these institutions and the press and everything else. But what they don't do is they can't beat us in a fight. They're small in number, immensely powerful, and they want to take it all over, but they cannot beat us in a fight. There's not many of them. And it's going to take that, because these guys are like cornered rats. Everything is on the line. All the chips are in the middle of the table, and they're going all out. They're trying to run the card table. And there's no backing up for them. And because of that, there can't be any backing up from us either.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Okay. Well, anyway, we're coming up here on the top of the hour. Say again?
No, that's it for me, Mike. Thank you.
All right. You know, it reminds me of this wonderful little video that was called The Tiny Dot. And over this next station identification, I'm going to go ahead and repost that to whatreallyhappened.com. You know, people need to really understand that we're not as weak as we think. We're not as weak as we're told that we are. But we will be if we let the liberal agenda take hold of this country, because they're already going after the guns. They're going after what's left of our freedoms. They want to turn us into the new Soviet Union, and I really do not want to see that happen. We're going to take a break here for station identification. We'll be back with hour two after these few words.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.